And one request on the Gnome generators. Mm-hmm. Would you make sure that our attorney has a declaration that those generators are free of any warranty obligations or service contract obligations or any liens? In other words, that they're free and clear.
Very good point. No wonder they're free.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Totally
for that.
Encumbered.
Yeah, very, very, very good. And Mr. Mayor, that's all I have unless anybody has any questions.
Any further questions? Hearing none, we'll move on to the borough clerk's file.
Other than what's in my report, I don't have anything. Unless anybody has questions.
It was an interesting Robert's Rules little upright. I thought that was right up.
Thank
that
you.
Was good.
I promise I won't yell at that again.
Well, I didn't know what it meant, so I was completely stumped, so I'm glad that somebody wrote it out for me.
Was that why you were stuttering?
I totally was stuttered. I didn't know what the heck to do. I looked at Kim and she went like this, so we're all good. All right. Mayor and Assembly business, is there any reports from Assembly members? I think the only report I have for you is on SEPA. We had another meeting. Currently, our reservoir at Tyee, as of 5 minutes ago, is standing at about just shy of 1,264 feet. Lisa and I weren't able to make one of the meetings, and at that meeting, SEPA made the decision, with the blessing of Petersburg, to go off diesels once we reached 1265. That would not have been my preference, but unfortunately, again, we were both in the air at the time and we could not make that meeting. It was not really shared with us. I didn't know that as a board member. Lisa didn't know it. And all of a sudden on the Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning or so, we got a call to the plant, to our diesel plant, saying, we're going off diesels, we're going on to Tyee. We had no idea. We had people booked, workers booked. So it didn't make me particularly happy. When we came off, the report was written by the person that manages that project that we should be gaining close to half a foot a day, given the snowpack and precipitation, and we haven't. We've dropped back down to, we're just shy of 1264 as of 5 minutes ago, and we went as low as just above 1263 a while back. The board approved level, which I asked the board to go back to, was 1260, but it remained at 1258, which is 2 feet below. The significance of that is that the absolute bottom that we can draft that reservoir down to is 1250. That's our licensing. We cannot go any lower than that. We set an upper limit because we want that 10 feet of water as a buffer. Mm-hmm. So if one of the communities has a generator blow up, we have 10 feet of water to help offset that emergency. In the last meeting, I requested that because we were told to the end of March we'd be receiving compensation for our diesel power generation, I asked for those days back in the bank, that we would have 10 days of diesel generation. That did not go over. So I also brought up my concerns, that we may not be out of the woods yet. It's nice to have this precipitation, but we're not seeing as much effect as I would have thought up at the project. Supposedly there's been a snow evaluation done and we'll wait to hear the results of that. But if we have to go back on diesel, at this point I do not feel that we would be able to be compensated for that diesel. Petersburg very unequivocally said, as far as they are concerned, that it's even. We're even now. And so they want to just, his quote was, as far as Petersburg is concerned, we're over that and we're moving on. So we're a bit of a lone voice out there saying that we would like to have some compensation. Further to that, somewhat disappointing to me in the meeting was that we had been promised 6 gigawatts. Royce, is it, am I saying that right, guys? Gigawatts out of Swan. The significance of that, of course, is that we can ship power from Swan across the intertie back to the northern communities. I believe they delivered on just north of 3 gigawatts. Yes. So we still had 2+ gigawatts that were promised to us as a part of the payback. The city manager for Ketchikan has now come out and said, given that, and it was made to sound, in my opinion, like they had done some charity for us by paying us our diesel bill, that Ketchikan no longer believes that they are responsible for paying back that 2+ gigawatts. So we are at ground zero. I don't feel that there's a support from Petersburg for us to move forward with a demand for that. I will say that administration at SEPA did not commit to saying, no, you're not going to get any power out of Swan, because I believe that, and prudently, they believe that they should be able to balance out the grid between the projects, which makes perfect sense, and we should do that. But it makes me very nervous. I will say now, we are back on our guide curve. Our guide curve is at the bottom, and we're at the bottom. So we're back on the guide curve. But I think we need to move very cautiously moving forward in terms of how we proceed. My fear is that if things don't improve and we don't get some sustained inflows, we could be on diesel generators when our plants are up and running. Mm-hmm. And that will dramatically impact our processors, and they will not be happy. So, as well as residents who also have to be paying. So I did mention in the last meeting, I said that I believe that if that's the contention of Ketchikan, that they're not going to pay that back, then we have to be extremely prudent moving forward. In terms of the sales out of Tai'i, we have to ensure that we have enough water to meet our firm power requirements out of Tai'i. And I've spoken to Lisa about gathering some help in how we fashion that and what that's going to look like. So I wish we were a lot higher than we are, but hopefully this turn will come in the next little while. Any questions?
Just one comment there.
Yep.
If I understand right, one of the fish plants will be running three shifts this summer. They'll be running 24 hours a day.
The plant here?
That's what I understood.
No.
Isn't that right, Raleigh? Yeah.
Our diesel Trident. Plant will be running three
no,
shifts.
No.
Oh, Trident. I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah. I was going to say it.
No.
Okay. Yeah, and I think they're anticipating a good humpy. Mm-hmm. So the demand is going to be there, and we're going to just have to do everything we can to ensure that we're able to provide the power as part of our economic stability.
So when the board members voted, they never voted on the 30 days of diesel free to us?
We did.
So, and then they're backtracking on that and
they are
denying 10 days. And what do the bylaws of SEPA say about that?
Well, that's an excellent question. I'll look into that. I believe that they more than likely, because again, I wasn't there, but they voted to say that when they reached 12, I think it was 1265, that they would turn the generators off. And again, I would have said, no, we want to stay right till the end of March. That's what we were saying we were going to do and build this up as far as we can. I mean, if you look at the graph, and I can just show you here, you can see it straight up. That's when we weren't running, when we were running our diesels. And then that is the bleed down that we've had since with the, I believe it was anticipated that it was going to be a half a foot. 0.4 or something a day that we were supposed to be increasing, and I've just watched it go down. It hasn't increased. So they were going to do some snowpack analysis, and I haven't seen that yet, but we need to be really cautious moving forward, and Yeah, Patty.
Well, why didn't we not bill SEPA for the $90,000 in oil that we
because
used?
Because our agreement was just for...
The fuel, diesel?
Fuel and overtime costs, yeah. Okay. And that was a bit of work to get, so...
Well...
I think moving forward, and I'm one vote, you know, Wrangell's one vote here, I am just going to ask for very conservative guidance on sales south. You know, if we wind up shorting our community, it hurts us economically. So we just cannot afford. I appreciate that SEPA wants to maximize its sales, but we can't put the communities at risk. It's just not something we can do. Any other questions? Okay. On that happy news. Mayor and assembly appointments, there are none. Public hearing, there are none. Unfinished business, there is none. New business. Proposed ordinance number 961 of the Assembly of the City of Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending certain sections of the Chapter 15.04 Water and Section 15.12.050 Meter Deposits in Chapter 15.12 of the Wrangell Municipal Code. It's a first reading.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 961 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on April
30, 2019. Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded by Ann. Roland, can you speak to this? Unfortunately, Lisa had to step out. Is this?
Sure.
Thank you.
Public Works. In the past, there was no charge for this. It's been 35 for quite a while, and to send one guy out is $50 an hour. It's usually half an hour minimum to do it. We're not charging for truck fuel, wear and tear, or anything. So I just feel it's we need to raise it up to $50 to cover some of these costs.
I'm a bit confused. I don't think you're on the right one.
It's in there too.
Yeah. Is it two? Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Yep. Two issues.
So can you address the first issue first, which was the 5% interest annually?
Well, that's...
Is that Lisa?
That would be Lisa. Or yeah. Even maybe Sherry can speak to it. Yeah. That's her department.
Sherry, do you want to come up and speak to that? You mind? We'll move through these in order here.
Sherry Cowan for the city. I work in the utilities. There has always been interest that has been charged on the electric deposits and the water deposits that are given. I have asked before to see if we can get those taken care of to where we're not charged or we're not paying back people interest on those accounts, and that's what this is. There's about, I think, $23,000 out there now that we owe the customers, so we're trying to take care of that so there is not any interest given back.
And it's a pretty good interest rate. I'd like to put some of my other...
Yeah, it's 5%. Yeah, it's better than the bank.
5%? Heck.
Can I get in on that?
Yeah, we want to get in. Okay, thank you, Sherry. Mm-hmm. Is there any questions for Sherry? No, we're good. Thank you, Sherry. And then, Rolly, you got through that. Other part there. That's it. It seems pretty simple, huh?
What I just said.
Is there any questions for Roland on that?
Just so the public knows, what does the $35 fee refer to, and it's being raised to $50? I don't think the public
when
knows
we go
what
out
we're
and
talking
do,
about.
Water turn-offs, turn-ons for the public, delinquent. Turn off for delinquent accounts and stuff. Our minimum is $35, and it really doesn't cover even one man going out doing it, let alone the truck, the fuel. Usually two guys are going. I just think it needs to get bumped up a little bit to cover some of these costs a little better.
Basically, it's just a user fee.
It's a minimum. If we're there longer, we charge by the hour plus 15% in materials, but.
Okay.
question about that.
Yep, sorry, Maya.
I just think they're getting, it's both getting hit at once. The both, can we maybe start with just keeping the first one at 35 to turn it on, but maybe just starting with the 50 to turn it off, so it's not, you're not getting it coming and going off the bat, that we're raising both fees at once. That's just my kind of comment. You're paying to get your water started. You're obviously starting, and you know, you get your $100 to for your deposit, and maybe keeping it 35 to get it turned on, and then I can see the increase to the 50 to turn it off. But I just, my comment is just kind of separating it out, so it's not getting hit both increases.
Thank you, Maya.
Yeah, I'm just trying to cover, I mean, it's not even covering the employee's hourly rate, the 35, the 50 barely even covers it. Plus, these valves were getting used for a lot of, it was free for so long in the past that a lot of these houses don't even have valves underneath them. So people just call us constantly to go shut their water off so they can put a valve in, or shut their water off so they can change their kitchen sink out. It's just, it's a con, these valves aren't made to be operated like that either, so they're really taking a beating. So
this doesn't, the fee, the 35 to the 50, that doesn't pertain to the initial fee. That's a $100 deposit. They don't get charged on top of that. This is only if the Public Works Department is requested to come out and do something above and beyond the initial startup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. Yeah.
Anything else?
Any other questions? We had Sherry come up and talk about the interest rate, she did a great job. You're replaced, Lisa. Sorry.
Perfect.
Any other questions for Roland? Thank you, Roland. Appreciate you coming up and clarifying. Any other comments from the Assembly? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Agenda item number 13B, proposed resolution number 04-19-1448, Assembly of City Borough of Rhineland, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2019 budget in the general fund by accepting donations for digitizing Wrangell newspapers in the amount of $1,250 and authorizing its expenditure.
Move to approve resolution number 04-19-1448, amending the FY 2019 budget in the general fund by accepting donations for digitizing Wrangell newspapers in the amount of $1,250 and authorizing its expenditure.
Been moved. We have a second.
Second.
It's been seconded by David. Discussion. Do you have any? It seems fairly comprehensive there. So.
I just have one question.
Yeah.
Is the total amount $8,000 to do that?
Margaret is applying for a grant, and I believe that that is the case.
$8,200.
Okay, I was just wondering if there was.
So she's applying for a grant, and actually, we have another another business in the community that has it said if we get the grant, they will donate $1,000 as well. So there's additional money, private money out there.
It says it in here.
Oh, does
it? Yeah, it's the Petersburg.
It is Petersburg.
Right. Yeah, they said that they would. Okay, good.
Okay. Any other comments? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Okay, Assembly members DeLong?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes. Okay, agenda item number 13C, approval to purchase containerized generator from Cal Power in the amount of $75,000 plus shipping and handling of $60,000.
Move to approve the purchase of containerized generator from Cal Power in the amount of $75,000 plus the shipping and handling of $60,000.
Been moved. We have a second.
Second.
It's been seconded by Ann. Lisa, would you want to walk us through this a little bit?
So as you are aware, and as we've discussed earlier, the City and Borough of Wrangell Municipal Light and Power is planning to obtain two generators that are in storage currently in Nome and recondition those and bring them in and put them into service here in Wrangell. One of those, the larger 2.5 megawatt generator, will fit in our powerhouse and can be put in line with our other generators. The smaller generator, however, will not fit and therefore needs to be containerized, and we're going to use that as an opportunity to make it a mobile generator, as we've discussed in a number of different situations. initial reports at what it would cost to containerize that generator were understated, I guess I would say, from sources that Rod was able to get a hold of. And when he went to nail down costs, was finding that it was almost cost prohibitive to get a container. Well, Royce found one on eBay. Always love that. Everything's on eBay. And I will let these two gentlemen speak to this, so I'll just briefly summarize. The long and the short of it is this container is ready to go, will fit the generator that we have, and has a very similar generator to the one that we are going to acquire and put in there. But that the generator that is in this container currently is designed for dual fuel, both gas and diesel, and the status of the generator is unknown. However, the container, with all of its accoutrements and bells and whistles, at $75,000 with the unknown status of the generator, is far cheaper than buying any container without a generator in it that has been found by these gentlemen looking for this. And so this is looked at, even with the crazy shipping cost, which is almost as much as the container itself, is far cheaper than anything else that could be found on the market. So the plan is to ship it up here, and perhaps the generator will run. We don't know.
So we might have another generator.
I will let them go over the details with you. But in summary, that's what's going on. This is the container that we will put the GNOME generator in and recondition it and hook it up to everything. And so because it is the cost that it is, and we're trying to do this as reasonably priced as we can, as reliably as we can, this is the choice that they have asked us to move forward.
Ron, Royce, do you guys want to come up and answer a question?
Rod Rhodes, Municipal Light and Power. I'll let Royce speak to the particulars, but what we were able to find that Lisa was describing was a containerized unit that had the exhaust system in it. It had the cooling system in it. Had the air start system in it. Had all the control systems and all of it intact. It's been sitting for a number of years on the lot where we're in Barstow, California. What we found out is that it's in the environment in Barstow essentially is a good environment for this kind of storage. It's not going to be rusted away, as it were. You know, there's no reason to believe that it won't be nearly plug and play. The size of engine that is in the container right now is the exact same one that we are looking at in GNOME. The difference between the two, and I'll let Royce talk about this, because it is a distinction that we want to make. The difference is the fuel distribution system and the configuration of the cylinders. They will not be compatible with the system, with the machinery that we now have in our plant. So it's very, very highly probable that this machine can be run and utilized, but we don't know that. So in effect, all we're trying to do is buy the container and getting the engine as a bonus. Do you want to speak to the particulars on the
Royce Callen, Randall Light and Power. We looked at several containers. The cheapest we could find with just an enclosure was $115,000. They didn't have any of the air start systems, no electronics, nothing was in there. So we found this one. The engine, I believe we can make it run. It was put away very nicely. The problem with the dual fuel is the head configuration, cylinders, pistons, they don't match up to what we have here. So it's a one-off. If we try to incorporate it in our system, we have to carry a whole nother line of parts. Very expensive to do. if we pull this engine out and put the other one in, 90% of electronics are already in there. All the fuel stations are in. The only thing we're going to have to do is come up with a axle frame to go under it to make it fully portable. So.
Patty.
Yeah, two questions. Mm-hmm. Does the muffler, it's pretty big and it's
yes.
going to be shipped separately. Does it attach to the side of
on
the
On top
container?
Of the unit.
Oh, on top.
Yes.
Okay, then my second question is, originally we were going to have, what, the 2.5 megawatt stop in Anchorage get refurbished?
No. The 1.5.
Or the 1.5?
Yes. This is the one that'll go, the 1.5 will be the one that goes into this container.
Right, but is it still going to get refurbished in Anchorage?
No, we
this
will
completely,
do it
completely. This bypasses Anchorage completely.
Right.
So everything that was going to be accomplished in Anchorage will be accomplished by receiving this container here in Wrangell.
Oh, so it wasn't a matter of the generator itself, it was a matter of
yes.
enclosing it and
yes.
containerizing it. Oh.
And with this yeah. container having all this, basically all the switchgear and everything we need and all the controls, the only thing we would have to go out to, like Juno for, would be EPS to commission this unit to make sure the electronics are all matched up, any kind of integrated circuits we need in there. So.
Okay.
David,
David? You guys may have already looked into this, but when you guys are talking about the shipping of $60,000 and maybe putting like a wheelbase under this thing,
mm-hmm.
have you looked at down there about purchasing a wheelbase? And
not yet. No.
And having it
I haven't even got to talk to Rod about that yet.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you could get something down there, put it all on that, and have it all shipped up at one time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd be, I just think it would be cheaper that way.
It would be in addition to the number that you see on your budget.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
By the cost of that flatbed. But it's something that we're going to, that is something we're going to have to, a bridge we're going to have to cross over at some point. That's for sure.
Okay.
What I was going to look at, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Out of the old sawmill, Richard Bueller's equipment he had out there, they had several off-highway heavy, really heavy-duty low-boy trailers.
Okay.
I was going to get with Betty Bueller and see what they had left. They're large enough to handle this thing easily.
Okay.
It's a good option if she has them still.
Ed?
I just had a quick question. Have either of you been down to look at this thing yet?
Not yet. No,
it's just, okay.
No, neither of us.
So my... Oh, go ahead, Jim.
Is it planned for somebody to go look at it?
No.
Okay.
No. And the reason we made that choice was that just simply cost. We weren't interested in if we get the engine, the generator out of the deal, it's a bonus. It's kind of, and we, so it was really the container and its accoutrements that we were looking at.
So will both generators in Nome now be coming on AML?
Yes.
They won't be, the one won't be flown out?
That's correct.
Okay, so that's some cost.
Yes. The question that I have is, it's $61,000 to ship two generators from Nome to Wrangell, but it's $60,000 to ship one container generator from California.
Truck freight, Seattle.
And there'll be two loads. The muffler is too big to put inside the container, and it's too, but you can't leave it away. You know, we need that muffler.
Right.
And so it'll have to be trucked separately.
And that's the truck freight, that's a big chunk of it is the truck mm-hmm. freight, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Truck freight from California to Seattle.
Sounds good, Jim. Oh, sorry.
Yep.
Well, I'm impressed that you were able to come up. This is really creative processing and solutions. I am nervous, but I think on this one, it's a bit of a no-brainer in that we need the box and the muffler and the controllers, and that doesn't sound like those are things that go off. You know, it's. We may need to replace the odd thing, but it doesn't sound like it's the end of the world. I'm a big believer in us taking care of this stuff and doing it right, because we may need more generation capacity as we go along, and it's been a topic of discussion. Certainly, with Lisa and I, that in the wintertime, when we are at peak demand, we do not have the capacity, correct,
Royce? No,
we do not have the capacity to be peaking where we would be peaking with all the electric heat that we have going on, a new hospital. So we need to have to build this capacity. And even if you added in this for another 135, plus whatever we're our freight is out of Nome and set up and so on, we're a heck of a lot lower than we would be if we were getting these units new.
Yes.
And we'd be in the millions new. And so if we can make this work, boy, what a coup. I think it's fantastic, guys, and I appreciate all the work and headspace you're doing on it, for sure.
You're
welcome. Lisa?
Mr. Mayor, if I may, just to for the listening public, we are anticipating, without adding a contingency onto the project, that the entire thing, including this portion of the project, will be done for about $415,000. And the cost of one new generator is in the millions.
So that's the cost of getting all three generators here?
Right. So this is in the agenda statement, we have the cost lined out. The prepping of the units for shipping with the staff costs in Nome is $26,750. Barge shipping from Nome to Wrangell for both units is $61,000. This container and its shipping from California, $135,000. The exciter for one of the units is $60,000. The system interconnections here in Wrangell, that's the commissioning base. Well, no, it's not the commissioning. I'm sorry. The system interconnections that have to be purchased for the new generators coming down is $67,000. Prep of the powerhouse and the container site prep is $20,000. And that's so that there's a pad for both of these things to be on. And then commissioning of both units at $45,000 is $414,750. And again, there's no contingency added to that. And it sounds like we'll have to add a little bit more for the trailer for this.
Yeah.
But essentially, we'll be in this for $415,000 all in, if everything goes according to plan.
Any further questions, Patty?
Well, I just want to thank the electrical department for keeping those generators that we have running. And I know that you had some sleepless nights, and as far as I understand about synchronizing the generators, I think you had a little bit of a dicey problem.
The way we were operating, it was normally we run in a different mode. This time, the hydros wanted to carry the swing, so we had to stay on the switches continuously. Otherwise, we would have overloaded them and wasted what little water we had left. So we were able to save them.
Well,
we really do appreciate both you, and I know Lauren Cook was also involved.
Yeah. Most of the crew was involved in this.
Yeah, no, I think it's just fantastic and a great team effort to keep the lights on in Wrangell. It's so important, so thank you so much, guys.
Mr. Mayor,
yeah, go ahead.
Just one comment, and this would be back to you, to the airport. The 1.5 megawatt generator that we will be containerizing, like I kind of nodded to, that that would happen. Once we determine what the loads are, we may need to add a load bank to this one so that it can run as efficiently as possible. But it's got plenty of capacity to take care of the airport.
Okay. Sounds good.
Just one more comment. It might be possible that the one that's in the container now, if it can be, you know, brought up to standards, could do the airport.
Yes, absolutely. Could. I mean, yes. It's possible, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, is there any further questions for PowerLight folks? Thanks, guys. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
Any further comments from the assembly? Lisa, you're all good to move on? Okay, pull vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes, we're going to deal with 13D, and then we are going to take a 10-minute break. Agenda item number 13D, proposed resolution number 04-19-1449 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2019 budget in the electrical fund by transferring $135,000 from the electrical fund reserves to electric fund capital for the initial phase of the generator power solution project.
Move to approve resolution number 04-19-1449.
It's been moved. Do we have a second?
Okay, we're back. Second.
I will let Maya second that one.
And,
any discussion? Proposed resolution number 04-19-145.
Assembly members to board.
Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending
Gilbert?
The fiscal year 2019
Morrison?
Budget
yes.
in the commercial passenger
yes.
vessel excise tax fund to authorize expenditure funds from the Petroglyph Beach Improvement Project for the City Dock Port Bill Project in the amount of $20,000.
Move to approve resolution number 04-19-1450.
And move. Do we have a second?
Second.
Been seconded by Patty. Any discussion? Patty?
Just an explanation for the community.
Certainly. Mr. Mayor, would you like
yes,
me to
go ahead,
that?
Please.
So there is $35,000 set aside in the CPB, the Commercial Passenger Vessel Tax Fund, to pay for a new bathroom at Petroglyph Beach. And that project is not going to get done this year, but we had an opportunity, a one-time opportunity, to take advantage to put some fill in conjunction with the work being done for fill at the Stikine Inn. And the amount of that is projected to be about $20,000. And so in anticipation of that bill, we are transferring $20,000 from the Petroglyph Beach bathroom into this project to pay for it, and the difference for the bathroom will be reincorporated in next year's budget. So this is no new money. It's money being reallocated and coming out of CPB funds, so there's no impact to the general fund here.
Thank you. Any questions for Lisa? Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members to board.
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanth?
Yes. Resolution number 0419-1451 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2019 budget in the CIP and Major Maintenance Fund by transferring funds from the General Fund to the CIP and Major Maintenance Fund, account 800-70-000-0000, Public Safety Building Renovations, in the amount of $9,567 for the oil-fired boiler installation project.
Move to adopt resolution 04-19-1451.
It's been moved. We have a second.
Second.
It's been seconded by Maya. Lisa, yeah. Do you want to walk us through that?
Mr. Mayor, this is finally we're putting the oil-fired boiler in the public safety building, and really the urgency in this is, as you know, we've been on diesel power, and the concern has been the ability to load shed if absolutely necessary, because we as you just heard, don't have the ability to carry a full load at if we have peaking at the height of seasonal use, especially in the wintertime. And so this project was put out to bid, and there was a considerable amount of money taken out of this project at budget time last year, and I think we only had $10,000 in the budget for this project, and the low bid came in at $19,567. And so we need to move this additional amount of money in there to do this project. And Amber is here, of course,
Amber,
to answer any questions.
Can you come up? I just have a couple of questions. It seems like so much money for an installation. Like, what did the boiler cost us, $50,000 or $60,000 or something?
The boiler was $17,000.
How much?
$17,000.
$17,000.
For the boiler.
And the installation is right in there.
Yeah.
And what is so complicated about this installation?
Well, number one, just the labor to get the boiler moved. It's a knockdown boiler, but it's a plate unit, so it's considerable amount of labor to get it moved into the building and put together. Beyond that, we're modifying some of the plumbing to create a primary secondary arrangement to increase the efficiency of the heating system. So there is significant piping and valving that's going to be replaced as part of that, and that stuff is really expensive.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Anybody else have any questions? Amber, is there anything else you want to mention on it, or?
No.
Okay, sounds good. No, fair enough.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any further questions, discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Agenda item number 13G, approval to write off delinquent accounts and forward to collection agency.
Move to approve write-off of delinquent accounts and forward to collection agency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Ann. Any discussion on this? Lisa, do you want to for the public's understanding?
No, just what we are doing is the process of writing off delinquent accounts that have been on the books for a fair amount of time. And I think people commonly think that when you write something off, you just forgive that debt and forget it. When a municipality writes off or goes through the process of officially writing things off, they get sent to collections. And so rather than us trying to collect that debt, the collection agency does it. And unfortunately, we lose between 25 and 40% of the value of what that debt is to us, but at least we get something out of it in the end, we hope. And we can report back to you as those collection reports come in. But this is a standard procedure, and we should actually be doing this more frequently. Although I know the finance director mentions that we're within the margin of time here, really these things should be done no less than on an annual basis, and probably sometimes half yearly would probably be a better idea to do these.
The first one is for the harbor. What's the second sheet for?
Utilities.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought it was, but it didn't say so.
So the total is just over $33,000, $34,000, correct?
Yes.
Between the two. So, is there any other questions or discussion, Patty?
We have a construction company from out of town on our list. When construction companies or anyone bids on a city or borough project, they have to be debt-free as far as the city's concerned. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So even putting this on collection agency task, that
doesn't clear them.
That does not clear it up. Okay.
And further to that, if we have to go through the collections process, we're going to take a sizable hit
on the recovery. Between 25 and 40%.
Right. So I would say, I would hope that we have it in our ordinance that they are no longer welcome to bid any project in our town. If they go through and don't pay their bill to us, now I'd like to know if it says that, but... Amber, come on up.
In all of our contract documents, we actually say that a low bidder to be awarded the project, they have to be a responsible bidder. And one of the sections in that section, and one of the clauses in that section, is that they don't owe the city any money. So,
but does it say anything that if they've gone through collections and we've taken a loss off of their bill?
I don't believe it speaks to that. I'd have to look through it to confirm it, but I doubt that it does.
I guess I wouldn't really consider them responsible if we've had to send them to collections.
Correct. I wouldn't either.
I think we may cover that off fairly easily. That's concerning to me because that company has had major contracts with this city and have made hundreds and thousands of dollars from us.
And I'll get together with Lisa and talk about who that is. I'm not sure. yeah.
Okay. Thanks, okay. Amber. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Okay. Hearing none. Any comments? We'll vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasunka?
Yes. Agenda item number 13H, proposed resolution number 0491452, the City of Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, affirming the Equal Employment Opportunity Affirmative Action Plan.
Move to approve resolution number 04-19-1452.
It's been moved. We have a second.
Second.
We'll give that to Patty. Lisa?
Mr. Mayor, this is a requirement of the Community Development Block Grant. This is really a housekeeping item.
Okay.
And just a reminder, the Community Development Block Grant is what we received for the new fire pumper truck.
Any discussion? Full vote, please.
Assembly members DeLong?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasunka?
Yes. Agenda item number 15A, borough clerks. Oh, sorry. Let me just go through this. Attorney's file, there is none. It's available in the clerk's office. Executive session, borough clerk's annual valuation.
I move pursuant to 44.62.320, Section C2, that we recess into executive session to discuss matters that may tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person, specifically the borough clerk's evaluation, and invite the borough clerk.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
And Mayor Prusanka?
Yes. Okay. We will move into executive session at 8:44. Thanks very much, folks.